Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
I'm a little bit nervous about this because this could go sideways. But let's put ourselves to the test. You might have heard this gentleman on TikTok, maybe even your partner, dragged you in for a quiz together.
Are you smarter than a sixth class student? So today, our highest score was 7.
Mr. O'Donoghue, he's a teacher on TikTok and he tests the nation with his quizzes. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe bad. He's going to do the same for us, but Mr. O'Donoghue, could you give us a bit of background to your teaching?
Yeah, so I've been a full-time teacher for 4 years and currently I am teaching sixth class. Now, it's the same class. I had them last year for fifth class, so I kind of brought them forward. So we're very well acquainted at this stage. We know each other very well. But yeah, it's a senior school, so it'll always be from third class up I teach.
Was teaching always what you wanted to do?
Yeah, teaching's always been something I want to do. Now, if I'm honest, I wasn't sure between primary and secondary school teaching. So I actually did an undergrad in arts in business and geography, so I could maybe do the secondary school teaching. But my cousin's a primary school teacher, so I did a bit of kind of placement with her, and then that kind of pushed me more towards the primary school.
From the kids' point of view, you're the person in charge. But is it fair to say that some teachers get a bit of stage fright when they're starting out? Because it is kind of like a performance every day.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, I remember before going into my first few classes, like, you're so nervous. Like, I wasn't eating my breakfast or anything. It's just, it is the performance, and there's no point saying it's not. Like, no matter how you're feeling that day, if you're having a particularly bad day, you can't be going in moping in front of 20 kids, because they're not going to learn. You kind of have to put on this stage, and you kind of have to just have to put on a presence of fully engaged, fully interested, fully interacting with everyone in front of you, no matter how you're feeling.
It makes total sense when you say it. You can't have a class of primary school kids and say to them, hey, look, lads, Mister has had a day, and we're not going to be getting hyper today.
No, I think if you do that, it's going to backfire. Now, I think if I said to them, "Look, come on, lads, let's just take a chill," I think I'll get 101 questions. It's not going to work.
When did you decide, oh, I'm taking this to TikTok?
Yeah, I get that question a lot. Actually, I don't even know, if I'm honest. Funny, when I first started it, it was actually more to help teachers. That was my aim, because I know when I first went into the career, there can be so many stuff that you just don't learn, like how to apply for jobs, the application process, interviews, all of that. And even little things, like I remember looking before my first placement, like scouring the internet for like, what does the male teacher wear? I didn't like want to go with your stereotypical, you know, teacher outfit, and I just couldn't find anything. So that's kind of where I wanted to start, was just helping new teachers get in. And then it kind of just developed from there, to be honest.
Mr. O'Donoghue, one of Ireland's favourite TikTok teachers. His quizzes have been played, I'd imagine, tens of thousands of people. It was my girlfriend who got me into them. Me versus her. But today, it's me versus you, Fionnuala. Mr. O'Donoghue has a quiz for us.
And you know how much I love a quiz. But yeah, the nerves are there. When the question being asked is, are you smarter than a sixth class student? How confident can you be?
I think we might crack under the pressure. I have thought of some theme music for us. Are they smarter than a sixth class student? Let's find out.
Okay, you know what? I'm giving you a point. Head start on the quiz just for that. Because that was really enjoyable.
I was going to say I should have practiced that, but I don't think I'm ever going to do better than that.
No.
Okay, the quiz and the theme music together in harmony with Mr. O'Donoghue after Khaki Kid. This is Date Night. I haven't hit those highs since I was an altar boy. But is Dave and Fionnuala where we are going to be put through our paces with... Are they smarter than a sixth class student? Let's find out. Did you prefer the first attempt or the second?
Both were stellar. I actually can't criticise them.
We are joined by one of Ireland's favourite TikTok teachers. His name is Mr. O'Donoghue. He does quizzes. Are you smarter than a sixth class student? He's actually going to release a book. He's in the process of making it and getting it published. But let's hand you over to Mr. O'Donoghue. It is Dave versus Fionnuala. Best of luck, Fionnuala.
Best of luck, Dave.
Mr. O'Donoghue, when you're ready. We're ready.
Okay, so let us start with the quiz. Are they smarter than sixth class students? Question number one. What is the largest internal organ in the human body?
Fanula.
Okay, Fanula.
Oh, is it the kidney?
Dave. It is not.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Is it the large intestine?
No.
Oh,
balls. Thank God.
Okay, so no points there. The answer is actually the liver. Question number two. Are there any Harry Potter fans?
Oh.
What is the name of the wizarding school in Harry Potter?
Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Hogwarts.
Yes, that is one point.
Yes.
I am at a bit of an advantage because my name is significantly shorter than Fanula.
I'm trying to sound for the first letter. That's all I'm listening for.
Fair. Thank you, Mr. O'Donoghue.
Fair enough.
Okay, question number three. So true or false? Penguins can fly.
Fanula.
Fanula.
False.
False. That's correct. They can't fly. No, they've got wings, but they can't fly.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Well done, Finn.
All tied up. Question number four. What is the name of the process by which water changes from a liquid to a gas?
Fanula.
Fanula?
Why did I say this so confidently? Oh, no, I think I'm wrong. Is it vaporization?
No.
No. Okay, okay.
It's
gone.
A good guess.
I know my transubstantiation, but I'm stumped on this.
Okay, the answer is evaporation.
Oh, I was so close. Vaporation. Vaporization.
I nearly wanted to give you a 0.5 for it.
Sorry.
No, fair enough.
I think the pressure is getting to us. Like, evaporation, such a simple answer, but here we are struggling.
Thus far, we are not smarter than a sixth class student, so we don't have much time left to redeem ourselves.
A few questions left. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Fanula.
Yeah.
Oh, Michelangelo.
Yes, yeah. Michelangelo. Yeah. I was worried someone's going to say Leonardo. That is 2-1.
Yeah,
right.
That's 2-1. Question number six. How many minutes are there in 3.5 hours?
Dave.
Dave?
210.
It's quick, yes. 210.
Woo! No, absolutely terrible. I would never have got that. My mind went to 240. No, thank God I didn't say that.
Yeah, no, I need a little bit more time. I can't even lie. We will go one more. Which Irish province has the most counties?
Dave.
Fanula.
Dave?
Leinster. Leinster.
Yes, Leinster it is.
Well done, Dave. After you pushing for the win.
Mr. O'Donoghue, that was the best quiz I've ever went through in my life. Thank you so much.
It was very stressful. We look forward to buying the book when it comes out. We'll have to test ourselves in the office. You're hoping it's going to be out next month, but remind us where people find you on socials and get more from you.
Yes, so it should be out next month, but if you go onto TikTok and go Mr. O'Donoghue, you should find me and all the information will be there. And that's also on Instagram as well. And thank you so much for having me. It was great crack to be on with the quiz.
Mr. O'Donoghue, no, the crack was all ours. Thank you so much.
I'm not right after that. Obviously hate losing, but well done. The time question, I think, was your most utterly impressive. How quickly you got that.
I'm a wizard when it comes to quick maths and when it comes to theme tunes too. Are they smarter than a sixth class student? Let's find out. I think we need to do that again sometime.
Could you release that to coincide with when Mr. O'Donoghue releases his Are You Smarter Than a Sixth Class Student book?
I hear collab and I hear a big handshake with some sonic boom behind us. Mr. O'Donoghue, that was terrible. Mr. O'Donoghue, find him on TikTok if you want to kill some boredom with Are You Smarter Than a Sixth Class Student Quiz.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.